Someone cooking popcorn? Yeah, I'd love some. Thank you.
Oh, hi there, wildlife warriors. Welcome to the latest episode of the Conservationist Assemble podcast, the show that collaborates with wildlife advocates worldwide to shed light on conservation challenges. Whether you're a nature expert or new to animal conservation, this podcast is a retreat for your ears. I'm Johnny Bloxham, your host for today's climb into the world of the binturong. Join special guests Ameline Roger and Alea Del So of AB Conservation in the Philippines as we explore the world of these musty tree dwellers and the obstacles they encounter. Unveil initiatives aimed at their protection and learn how you can champion species survival. Let's give a warm welcome to Ameline and Alea as they guide us on this wild journey of the Conservationists Assemble podcast. Ameline and Alea, welcome to the podcast today. How's it going?
Great, thank you. The same, thank you. And you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. I'm thrilled to have you both on the podcast today to talk all about binturong and AB conservation. So I guess the logical place to start is can you tell us about binturong?
Yes, of course. So the binturong is a mammal with a dark fur. Its nickname is a bear cat because it looks like a mix of the two species. Binturong are mostly described as small mammals, but they can reach an average of 1.60 meters in length, thanks to a tail which is as long as their body. The tail is really special and really powerful because it serves like a fifth hand. We can call it prehensile, and it's really rare in non-primate species. They enable the binturong to climb trees very easily, and which is really useful because they live in the canopy of Southeast Asian forests. Also, the binturong is nocturnal, but we don't really know more about the behavior and ecology in wild, because most of the knowledge comes from captivity, and we have to learn more about them with our studies. Binturong also smell like popcorn to mark their territory. So they have a gland that's close to the back part. And so they are known as a territorial and solitary species. But so it smells like popcorn instead of stink like other species.
So yeah, a lot more research left to do then. So what role do they play? Do we know what role they play within their ecosystem?
Yeah, binturongs participate in the regeneration of forests, of Asian rainforest, because as they feed mostly on fruits and swallow seeds whole, it is suggested that they likely play a key role in, as one of the largest seed dispersers.
Amazing. So they're forest dwellers, and like you mentioned, the trees are very, very tall. But what is happening with their habitat? Is their habitat under threat at all? Is that one of the reasons why we're talking about binturong today?
Yeah, of course. They are threatened by habitat loss, so deforestation, exploitation. So, of course, as the Asian rainforest are declining, the population is also declining with it. It's one of the main causes of binturong population decline.
But it's not the only reason, because all species, they are threatened by pollution, climate change, and especially by poaching, because they hunt for their meat, for their fur, but also to be pets inside people's homes. So they have really a lot of threat.
Yeah, and the species is listed as vulnerable on the IUCN Red List of Threatened Species. But locally, the binturong is considered as endangered by the Palawan Council for Sustainable Development.
So the Palawan organization that you just mentioned, that's a more local government, is it, or body?
Yes, it's a governmental unit They're the one giving any research permits or authorization to have to study an animal or to use a wild animal for specific studies. It's a governmental unit, and so they also have their own list of classification for threatened species.
Okay, so assuming that because they are the ones who are behind giving their own classifications, does that mean that the AB Conservation work closely with the government in terms of species survival?
Yeah, more or less. We are involved with the PCSD as we have a research program. We obviously have a research permit that was delivered by the PCSD and that is renewed every year. And then we also work closely with the city where we are based, so the city of Puerto Princesa, and especially the Office of Environmental and Natural Resources. They really help us to obtain authorizations for new study sites and conducting research here in Palawan.
Fantastic. So, aside from obviously the conservation efforts that you are doing and the support from the government, what actions need to happen to help improve the chances of survival for Binturong?
Maybe you want to start first.
First, we need to get to know the species because, as I said before, we don't know about their ecology, about their behaviors. So, to create a good gestion plan, you have to know them and to know more about the local threats. So, to create a gestion plan with the local communities also.
Yeah, and I will add that globally or in a more long-term way, the size of the population should be accurately estimated in each country of Asia where there is Binturong. And then conservation management plans specifically for the species should be implemented. And the trade in Binturongs should also be stricter and better regulated. Law enforcement must be stepped up. And of course, rainforests of Southeast Asia have to be preserved from logging. All of that will help improve the chances of survival for the Binturong.
Fantastic. And so, how can everyone, for example, people in the UK who haven't visited the Philippines and might not ever, how can everyone get involved with Binturong conservation?
So first, the best way is to talk about binturongs. It's a little known species in Europe. So with more people knowing it, it will be easier to protect it. And so people can also act for the environment, like little action in the daily life. Which, if everyone do the same, it will have a big impact for the entire biodiversity.
Yeah, so what everyone can do is to stop consuming palm oil-based products. It's one of the main causes of deforestation here in Palawan and in Asia in general. So by stopping buying and consuming this type of products, you would start supporting forest conservation and so preserving the habitat of a number of endangered species, including the Binturong.
Amazing. And you mentioned briefly earlier that obviously there's not a lot known about Binturong. We obviously see them quite regularly now in zoos. So is there any support from zoos with Binturong conservation and for your organisation?
Yeah, our zoological partners and members contribute to the funding of our Bearcat Study Program. So the Bearcat Study Program, or BSP, is a research program entirely dedicated to improving knowledge of the ecology and behavior of the Binturong, as we say. And it was launched by AB Conservation in Palawan in 2016. And so we use camera traps that we set directly in the canopy on tree branches. And we're also about to launch our first radio tracking study of our intern in Palawan. So we are very excited. And so all the funds from zoos, European zoos mostly, help us to purchase the necessary scientific equipment and also to pay the salaries of the local team.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing that. Could you actually tell us a little bit more about AB Conservation and how it started or kind of its history?
First, it was created by Pauline Kaiser. So she was a zookeeper working with binturongs. So, but she when she wanted to learn about binturongs, she cannot. She just cannot learn anything. So she created all the association, and that was really, really impressive what she did since. So. She
It was created in 2014, so
2014.
we celebrate our 10 years now.
And first, it was mostly action of sensibilization. So she created also the World Binturong Day. So with events in several zoological parks, mainly in France, but also in all the world.
And
In the world.
also now in the UK, we also have an AB conservation branch in the UK to raise awareness in zoos.
Oh, fantastic.
So after the creation of the association and of the World Binturong Day, she created the program here in the Philippines to study and improve the knowledge. And we also have raising awareness activities here with universities, school, things like that.
And we
Amazing.
also agreement with the local rescue centers, so to help to improve the well-being of the animals in the rescue centers and renovate the cages.
Wonderful. And so, it sounds like the organization's really kind of taking off in terms of the amount of countries that it's operating in. Thank you so much for shedding a light on Binturong and the background of AB Conservation. So now we're just going to switch track a little bit and talk about both of your careers and how you got to where you are today. So if you could just tell our listeners a little bit about yourselves and give us an insight into your journeys and your career.
Okay.
We can start with me. So I did biology studies, and more specifically, I have a degree in ethology, so animal and human behavior. I did some exchange with a university in Quebec also to learn more about mammalogy, ornithology, ichthyology. So, a lot of diversity among animals. And I did also some internship as a zookeeper, so in farm, but also in zoo and in rescue centers to diversify my skills and my knowledge. And finally, I have some experience also in pedagogy. To animate and sensibilize about the environment.
And maybe you can say what is your position now in AP?
So now in AB, I'm the project manager. That means I do all the administration, I do all the partnerships relation, and also the funding research. But I also help in all the programs, so the scientific project, also the renovation of the rescue centers, and all the education programs we have in Palawan.
About me, so I'm 25 years old. I'm a young wildlife researcher, I'd say. I graduated in 2021 with a master's degree in ethology, so animal behavior and ecology. And I have conducted research on dominance and vocal communication of dominance in puppies. I also studied the spatial-temporal patterns of beluga whale habitat use and linking them to high-frequency sonar occurrences. Then, while volunteering for AV conservation back in France, I worked as a research fellow in another NGO for the protection of birds and habitats. And now, since January 2023, so more than 1 year now, I've been managing the Beckett study program here in the Philippines. And I'm at the very beginning of my research career, but and I've got a lot to learn. I'm glad I'm here today.
Yeah, so when did you both know that you were gonna kind of take the move to the Philippines and that you maybe wanted to get involved with binturongs?
It's been a few years, in fact. So when I discovered AB conservation, I wanted to discover more the field studies. And so I didn't know all, but I knew I wanted to work in the Philippines to discover that. So it's been only really a few years. And but I know for I knew for a long time that I wanted to work in conservation.
For me, it's quite the same. I always knew I wanted to work to protect animals, and then later in university, I realized that I wanted to work in the field of wildlife conservation. I made my way to AB thanks to an internship that I did in the NGO 5 years ago, where it was for my bachelor degree. I came to the Philippines to assist the current researcher at this time. And so I fell in love with the Binturong, with the NGO, and with the island. And when I had to go back to France, I told myself that I will come back one day, and here I am.
Fantastic. So yeah, what did typical days look like for you?
For me, it's a lot of computer. I'm always doing administration, so sending emails to partners, trying to find fundings. So yes, I'm most of the time I'm in the office, but there is some events, some conferences I do also. So I don't have a typical day.
Same to me as a research program manager, there isn't really a typical day. I can be out in the field collecting data or climbing trees, or I can be in the office processing data, writing protocols, carrying out administrative tasks, managing partnerships, managing volunteers, managing employees, and so on. Yeah. No typical day. We have a lot of varied tasks, both of us. That's why we like the job also.
Yeah, very diverse roles within your duties. And so, do you have a favourite part of your role?
To me, I really enjoy the diversity of my responsibilities. It's very stimulating and instructive at the same time. I'm learning a lot and I'm eager to improve my own knowledge and skills. And I'm so very grateful for my role. I'm very lucky to be one of the people studying the Binturong in the world. And I really enjoy the fieldwork. There's a peace of mind there in the forest that I only can find when I'm in the field.
And that's quite the same for me. I really enjoyed the diversity of tasks, and also that makes me able to meet amazing people. So yeah, I learn every day. So that's really, really exciting.
So, what advice would you give to someone maybe looking to pursue a career that would involve moving to a different country or continent?
First, I will tell them to ask themselves what they want and what they doesn't want. The pain. Sorry for the pain. So I tell them to think about the financial side and the stable life, because it's very complicated to have a stable life in conservation. But if they want to do it, well, just do it. Go there to contact professionals, there to contact people working conservation, there to go abroad because it's the only way to get knowledge.
Yeah, if this is your dream or your passion, never give it up and do your best, get as much as experiences as you can, and you'll make your way.
Some very wise advice there. So, knowing what you know now, would there be any other maybe species in the Philippines that you'd maybe look to get involved with while you're out there?
Yeah, there's a lot of endemic and threatened species here in Palawan. It's really a good spot for biodiversity. So, about the local species, I would really love to get involved more with the Palawan pangolin, which is critically endangered. And there's also quite a good marine biodiversity with whale sharks and other species of sharks that I would love to discover and get involved with.
Yeah, sounds like there's some really exciting species out there. So that kind of gives us a lovely insight into you, both of your careers and your journeys there. So we're just going to finish the conversation today up with some quick fire questions, just to have a little bit of fun. So are there any dream species that you'd love to see in the wild?
For me, it's binturong because I only saw them in enclosure for the moment. So I really want to see one in wild. And also, in my favorite species, there is a snow leopard. So maybe one day.
Yeah, I'd love to see everything. I would say, if I have to say three, outside of binturong, I see snow leopard, Malayan tiger, and killer whale.
Fantastic. Yeah, fantastic answers. And what is your favorite thing about living in the Philippines?
It's like the freedom. So we can go outside on the scooter and just visit the country. There is a beautiful landscape. There is a mountain and the everything, it's so beautiful. So this is my favorite part.
Same. Palawan is a dream island where life is good and the landscape is really amazing. Forest, mountain ranges, white sand, and clear blue sea.
Really, really cool. When you're both not working, how do you keep busy?
There is a lot of things to do. Well, I also love to read, to write, to draw, to go outside, to do a hike, to do hiking, and also to do some sports. And in Philippines, I discover martial arts, so I really enjoy practice that.
On my side, lately I've been doing a lot of road trips using my dirt bike, motorbike. So going on trails, exploring the island, exploring beautiful places that not a lot of people get the chance to see.
Awesome. So how can our listeners keep up to date with your work?
They can follow us on social media. Facebook, Instagram at AB Conservation. We also have LinkedIn and website. So people can follow us there. They can also contact us by email because our emails are on the website. So for everyone that wants to know more or to get involved, you can just email us.
And we have also a newsletter. So with the people give for their contact, we can send them all the news of the association.
Every 3 months.
Wonderful. And what is one thing you think our listeners should take away from today's episode?
So that's every species, like the binturong, even their little nose, they are really special and unique. And all the species deserve to be known and to be protected. So,
Yeah, I say that the world is still full of mysterious animals, either small or big. And then awareness raising activities are a good complement to our research program. So please spread the word about Binturong and also about World Binturong Day coming up May 11th. Join us in celebrating this day. And if you want to get involved, just contact us. Yeah, contact us.
Fantastic. And with that, that does bring our conversation to an end. So a massive shout out to both of you for joining the podcast with your incredible knowledge and passion for Binturong conservation. So yeah, we wish you all the support in your career. We'll certainly keep an eye on any Binturong developments and obviously the work of AB Conservation. So yeah, Ameline and Aaliyah, thank you so much for your time on the podcast today.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for your invitation. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for tuning in today. If the Binturong episode has caught your interest, show your support by liking, sharing, and reviewing the podcast. Help us expand our wildlife community and create more exciting episodes for you. Feel free to send in your questions, suggest species for future highlights, or share your Binturong photos and videos on Instagram or by email. I've been your host, Johnny Bloxham, signing off for another amazing episode of the Conservationists Assemble podcast. Until next time.